Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Stay Positive in a Negative World, was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
So how is it that you start walking by sight? I mean by faith and not by sight. Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God, if you read it with your heart, if you open up your heart and let God speak to you, the Word of God will give you spiritual eyesight and hearing. You'll start seeing things differently. You'll perceive things differently. You'll hear differently. You'll hear them talk about a recession, and you'll hear instead that, man, my God shall supply all of my need. And you'll think differently, and you'll act differently, and instead of responding in fear, you'll operate in faith. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, if all we do is abandon ourselves to the carnal realm, all you're going to get is carnal results. Romans chapter 8, verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded, John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. For you to be spiritually minded, you got to be word minded. You got to think according to the word. And if you get to where you spend more time in the word than you do in the world, you will become spiritual and you'll begin to start seeing and hearing and walking by faith. We see this happen all of the time in our Bible school. We have people come in and they felt stirred and they come to Bible school, but they don't know what they're getting into. And they come there and they have all kinds of attitudes and stuff, but they sit under the Word and all of a sudden their eyesight opens up. They start thinking differently. They feel differently. And before you know it, they're changed and they didn't even mean to change. It's effortless change. We had one guy come from Chicago who didn't want to come to Bible school. He was 17 years old, but his mother was a partner. And she sent him to school, bought him a car, bought him an apartment, all of the furnishings for the apartment, if he'd just go to Bible school for 6 months. So he came to Bible school, 17-year-old kid, telling everybody, I'm just here for the first term. I'm out of here. I don't want... He was a nice guy. He wasn't bad. He wasn't rebellious. He just didn't want to be there. He was there so he could get the car and all of the things that his parents were going to give him. But you know what? He sat under the Word 4 hours a day for 6 months. And at Christmas time, he went home not expecting to come back. And when he went home, he found out that he was different. His friends, he couldn't get along with them anymore. They were carnal. They were doing things that he didn't like anymore. A couple of his friends had been killed in the inner city of Chicago, and he just realized, I don't like this life anymore. I don't want this. And boy, he was back in January, and he finished all of school and graduated because the Word of God just changed him. This is a live book. You go to studying it, it will make you come alive. Your spiritual hearing and faith will start developing. And it'll just happen. You won't even know how it happens. I'm telling you, it works. This is not difficult, what I've said. I know many of you are thinking, oh, this is weird. This is far out. You know what? This is normal Christian living. Every one of you has done it, whether you realize it or not. I bet you that you've come to a crossroads, you've had to make a decision, and you thought about it, and you felt in your heart that you should do this. But logic, all of your counselors, everybody else said you've got to do this. And so you went ahead and followed logic, turned out to be the wrong thing, you made the wrong mistake, and after you did it, you said, I knew in my heart I shouldn't have done that. I bet you every person in here has done that sometime or another. You know what that was? That was this faith, your spirit man that was giving you revelation and speaking to you. And you knew it, but you just didn't have any confidence in it. You leaned under your own understanding instead of following your heart. And I tell you, that is not the way that God wants you to live. If you could start following your heart, you would be positive. You would see things that other people can't see. You'd be like the Apostle Paul and say, oh, it's just light affliction. Man, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, but I've read the end of the book and God wins, and you'd just be rejoicing and praising God. You could look at whatever they're doing, and some people say, but oh man, we've got this trillions and trillions of dollars of debt and our nation can't last. And I know it looks bad. It looks bleak. But you know what? Paul lived in a situation that makes our situation look awesome in comparison. He lived in a situation where the ruler was claiming to be God. There was terrible oppression, and the Apostle Paul says it's just a light affliction. It's no problem. If he could handle the Roman government, you ought to be able to handle the U.S. government, whether it's doing what you want them to or not. Amen? Amen? I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what we've got is more than enough for the problem. We just need to appropriate and walk in what we've got. Praise God. You know, I hope I've stirred you up. I hope I've at least, whether you... Thank you, Jesus. Some of you may feel that what I'm describing is like a million miles out there. How do I get there? This may overwhelm you, but that's good. It's good for you to at least realize that there is something more than being carnal. You'll never go there unless, first of all, you know that there is more than what we've got. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we are living way below our privileges. We need to get to where we walk by faith. You need to get to where you're so spiritual-minded you don't even notice if you're clothed or not. Amen? And let me just put a little parenthesis here. Even if you get that spiritual... Everybody else isn't that spiritual, so please put on your clothes. Amen. Indulge those of us that aren't yet perfect. But wouldn't it be great to be so God-conscious that you forgot whether you combed your hair, whether you put on your makeup, whether you were dressed or not? Man, that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you, and we just thank you for loving us. Father, thank you that through Christ we are new creatures. That in our spirit we have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That our spirit is identical to Jesus. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. Father, thank you that you've given us all of this in the spirit. And thank you that we can walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you that we don't have to be only human. We don't have to be mere men and women. We don't have to just have the same hurts and fears. Even though that they are there knocking at the door, we don't have to let them dominate us. Father, thank you for this spirit man. And I pray that you would take these words. Holy Spirit, take these words and open up people's spiritual eyes. Father, let people start seeing with your eyesight, to hear you, to see the way out of their problem, the way through their situations. Father, I pray that we would be like Paul and start seeing things that can't be seen. That we would look up and see beyond the physical into the spiritual realm and see what awesome things you've provided for us. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I believe that you want this more than we want it. And so as we yield to it and welcome this, Father, I thank you that you are touching lives. I thank you that the Holy Spirit, John 14:26, will bring back to our remembrance what you have spoken to us during this weekend. That, Father, these truths will burn in our heart, that it'll change us. Thank you, Father. We agree and we receive it, and we believe that this is going to make a difference in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I just mentioned something briefly tonight. But the Holy Spirit, I talk about speaking in tongues and a lot of different things because that's something that is tangible that you can tell whether you've done that or not. But you know, one of the greatest benefits of the Holy Spirit, it says four different times in John 14, 15, and 16 that He will reveal Jesus to us. He will lead us into truth. He will bring all things to our remembrance. He will open our understanding. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is evidenced by speaking in tongues. But you know the greatest evidence of me receiving the Holy Spirit? It's like the Bible just all of a sudden became alive. I couldn't open the Bible without hearing God scream at me. I mean, yell at me. It was so loud. It was like, where did that come from? I've read this 100 times. And yet all of a sudden the Bible was alive. God talks to me through the Bible. That's one of the greatest things about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It makes the Word come alive. It makes your spiritual eyesight open up. You cannot walk in the Spirit without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You can't live there. You need this baptism of the Holy Spirit. We've seen 180 or more people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean that you're going to be spiritual, but it means now you've at least got the Holy Spirit and you've got access to that. But you have to walk in it. You have to understand. You have to speak in tongues and believe that you'll interpret. But at least you got the equipment. At least you've begun. Without the Holy Spirit, it says the natural man, 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. In that same context, it talks about being carnal. That's what the word natural is talking about. You have to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to have it to go to heaven, but you have to have it to have heaven work for you here, to see the power of God manifest. Let me ask again if there's any person here who does not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you don't speak...
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Stay Positive in a Negative World. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT27 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Let me remind you once again that today is our last day to make the teaching in this set available as a gift. And so please call or write today. And when you request these materials, also please ask someone to pray with you about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. A lot of people just have heard of this, but they really don't understand the benefit of it, and so they aren't real motivated. If you have understood what I've talked about the last few days, then you ought to be motivated to receive this, something that will allow you to tap into the perfect mind of Christ. So please call the number and request the materials and also receive prayer.